Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics podcast. Don Munson along with Philip Pearson, who is new to our men's basketball program as director of recruiting for men's basketball, comes to us from Mercer and some other points prior to that. We'll get into all of that here as we visit with him here for the next several minutes. First and foremost, just welcome to you and the family. Hope that you're getting quickly settled in here to Clemson, South Carolina.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to it. Obviously, I've known about Clemson for a long time, and of course, we've competed against them when I was at Georgia, and got a lot of friends that are here on the football staff. So, looking forward to getting settled, and looking forward to being a part of the basketball staff here.
Hey, your coaching trail has led from obviously a player at Alabama. You coached at Alabama. You've coached at Murray State. You've coached at Georgia, as you said. Also, obviously at Mercer. So a long time in the profession. I want to go back, though. Let's start back beginning. High school days. Now, this is the kind of research I've done. All city player in Montgomery, Alabama was Philip Pearson. That had to be pretty special.
I was. We grew up in Montgomery and had a, great time there. Played all three sports in football, basketball, baseball, and a lot of great players. I'm sure I thought you might talk about one there just a minute ago, but, went from there to Alabama. Lucky to have a chance to play up there for Wimps Anderson, and played on some great teams, a lot of great players. I wasn't much of a player, but we did have great teams and moved from there. I actually worked for coach my first year at Little Rock. Out there, I checked Derek Fisher's curfew, and yeah, I tell people he liked me so much, he paid me $200. My rent was $162.50. So moved from there to Murray State, and then back to Alabama, as you mentioned.
Well, and I guess the coaching tree is all as you look at it from your perspective. You think about some of the people that you've been in touch with now over the years. Wimps Anderson, obviously, as you've mentioned, Mark Fox, obviously at Georgia. Mark Godfrey when you were at Murray State, so some really known names there.
Yeah, I've been lucky. Been around a lot of a lot of good people over the years, and we've worked hard. And the name of the game, as you well know, is having good players. And been fortunate enough to have enough of those to have some pretty successful seasons along the way. And hopefully here at Clemson, I've got some good players on the roster now. Looking forward to finding a few more.
Well, and you've also had a little bit of head coaching experience because for 13 games at Alabama, you were the interim coach, obviously, of the Crimson Tide. Talk about that experience. You won a game in the SEC, beating Vanderbilt in an SEC tournament game. But that 13 games, did it open your eyes a little bit to what, okay, this is what really a head guy has to do?
Maybe so. I'm always sitting there hoping to maybe have a chance to become a head coach. That was a little bit of a different situation there. But looking back, a lot of great kids on the team, a lot of kids that I had a part in recruiting and was able to kind of get them together. We won 5 out of 7 there at the end and beat Tennessee on their home floor on senior day and had a nice win against Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. So a lot of good memories there.
All right. Obviously, you end up here at Clemson. The relationship with you and Brad, how did all this come together?
Well, we've just known each other for a number of years, throughout the coaching profession, even, as far back as the Wilmington and Alabama days and those kind of things. And then just, over the years with the proximity, we've scrimmaged a few times, the preseason scrimmages, we've played another time or two and just gotten to be good friends and a lot of respect for Coach Brownell and the program that he's established here at Clemson, the way they go about their business. And so when this opportunity became about, I was excited to come over here and join them.
All right. So as director of recruiting for the men's basketball program, give us an idea of what you want to do with this position. I know that you obviously the lead man, the head man has his ideas as well, but you're kind of getting thrown into the fire here midsummer. But how are you going to go about transitioning into all this?
Well, I'm trying to clean up, clean out and get organized. I think this position, a lot of it will have to do just with the organization of the recruiting and I've got a number of years of experience, a lot of them in some of the areas that Clemson will be recruiting in, I think here in the Southeast, and I'm just hopeful that I can help and again, as I mentioned, just kind of get us organized and on the right path to sign the right kind of guys that will fit in with Coach Brownell and with Clemson and our staff.
You think about recruiting certainly has changed over the years, and it's all the little things, I think, that even more so that go into recruiting now than it seems like than in days past.
Well, it does. It's always changing. Of course, you know, even this year, the rules and the evaluation periods, they've changed where the AAU periods are just one period this year, and actually this weekend and next weekend are high school periods, as the NCAA is taking a little bit different look at a few things. So it's always changed, it's always different, but, you know, it's when you get down to it, it's about relationships and knowing the right people and you know, making the right decisions as you get out recruiting. And, you know, again, as I said before, you know, finding the guys that fit your program, fit your coach, fit your school, fit your program, and all those kind of things. Very important.
Well, you've been obviously involved in the SEC. Now you're part of an ACC program. All one has to do is go and look at the NBA draft to see what kind of talent certainly is in this league. So you kind of know what the juggernaut is going up against. I mean, there's really some of the true blue bloods in college basketball that Clemson has to go up and recruit against day in and day not and day out.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. ACC's been a great league for a number of years, you know, sitting over there in the SEC, you didn't ever really want to admit it, but quite frankly, the ACC has, you know, been the best league for a number of years, and I don't think there's a lot of question about it. And certainly, I'm well aware of some of those guys that are here that you know looking up to, maybe, so to speak. But you got to jump in there and compete with them, which I think Clemson has in the past, and looking forward to doing so moving ahead.
Well, it's like I said, it's about Jimmy's and Joe's getting talent in here. One of the great things, the hallmark of Brad Brownell, has just been the way that he's been able to develop players over a period of time and get them ready for the next level, whether that be NBA or going overseas or whatever. But there is a lot of success that can happen for a player after Clemson.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I know over the years Clemson has had guys, and certainly with Coach Brownell in the last few years, I know there's a couple more guys that are still playing professionally, have had a chance to play in the NBA. And you know, obviously I've been here for a couple of weeks, but knowing as a coach is the way I do, they work their guys really hard in the off season. I'm witnessing that firsthand right now as they're getting ready for an overseas trip. And recruiting is big, but player development is right behind it as far as developing your program. So they've done a great job here, and looking forward to it in the future.
All right, you mentioned relationships in recruiting, and I know that's I know you can't understate that. That probably is the hallmark of recruiting. But as you think about this in recruiting now to facilities that are now available here at Clemson, certainly that's changed here just over the last several years, the league itself. But as you go about trying to recruit, have you talked with Coach Moch about culture and about all of that kind of stuff? Because all of that plays into the type of individual that you're looking to bring to Clemson.
Well, sure, and we've talked some about it. You know, obviously they want to – a first-class person that's and obviously got to be a good basketball player and kids that are good students and those kind of things, the things that most of us in this business are shooting for. And, again, having known Coach Brownell for a number of years, I know exactly what he stands for. And if he and I didn't have the same beliefs, I don't think I'd, you know, be sitting here today, quite frankly.
Well, the other thing is, and we talk about changes as far as recruiting is concerned, now all of a sudden there's this thing called this transfer portal. And as much of anything, not only do you have to, as I'm going to guess that you as director of recruiting, not only do you have to keep an eye on, okay, what is happening, high school level, junior college level, whatever, but now all of a sudden there's this portal out there where all of these players are available. In a nutshell is, you know, obviously we've seen Clemson utilize that, and it's utilized, been a great benefit to this program.
Well, they have, and to their credit, they've done a nice job. You know, I know Reed was a transfer that's had an awfully good career here at Clemson, and big Elijah came in here last year from Texas A&M, who I was familiar with, and now I look around, and Kayvon Moore, who's a young man I know well from Macon, Georgia, and had recruited him previously, as Tevin Mack, you know, was guy I recruited, and then he ended up playing at Alabama, so I'm very familiar with Tevin and his situation. So those guys, what they bring is some age and some experience and some maturity, I think, that oftentimes can maybe get you over the hump.
The other thing coming up, obviously, is the trip to Italy, that Clemson will be Team USA for the World University Games. How does that go about helping out as far as carrying that recruiting flag for Clemson?
Well, I think all the time, you know, I mean, you know, coaches are always looking forward to taking the trip once every 4 years and that sort of thing. And it's something that I think kids, they like it when you can say we're going to Italy or we're going to Spain or we're taking an overseas trip, that kind of thing. You always play that up in your recruiting, but, you know, more so than that, I think it'll be good for your team. You know, Clemson's sitting here now. We've got five or six new faces. that have just really been here just 2 or 3 weeks, and Tevin Mack's case, 2 or 3 days. And so it'll be a great opportunity for the guys to get together, to get to know each other, and play together, you know, here in the summertime.
Maybe one of also the other things that the normal fan doesn't think about is just family. You've got a wife, you've got 3 kids, just the transition that is going on there. Everybody kind of getting settled in, everybody kind of getting things taken care of?
Yeah, I've been awfully lucky, you know, that I spent the bulk of my time, and it's just really in 2 spots. But, you know, looking forward to getting to Clemson, and I've actually got a daughter at the University of Alabama. I'll say that very quietly, I guess. But a little bit of a rivalry there. But, no, we're looking forward to it.
It's all right. Dad's got bragging rights as far as that's concerned with Alabama. So just tell me. Kind of take me through the rest of the summer. What's in your mind, all right, to try to get things done for the rest of the summer? You know, schedules will start being announced here over the next several months. We'll kind of figure out things that are going on out of conference and then conference play. So as you kind of go through the next 3 or 4 months, what are some of the things you'd like to get accomplished and see accomplished?
Well, the trip is great. You know, as you mentioned here, it'll occur over the next couple of weeks. And I think, you know, once I get back, I think the guys will have a chance to catch your breath, so to speak. And then, you know, school will start pretty quick and practice will be right on the corner. Of course, you know, we're talking about recruiting a lot here, and we'll be back out recruiting in July. A couple different periods there that'll be awfully important. And then September 9th is always the kickoff day kind of for the in-season recruiting during throughout the scholastic year. And so that'll be important. Of course, we've got 2 seniors on our team now, but just, you know, building up a database, you know, getting our coaches, getting to know one another and those sort of things. All those things, they'll all come together here in the next couple months.
Well, and the other thing is, as you use the fall period, you've been at Alabama, you've been at Georgia, so you know what football means to basketball recruiting, and I'm going to guess you're going to play up Clemson football and recruiting as much as you can.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I kind of laughed at somebody. I guess, you know, I'm going to be the only guy around that's, you know, worked beside Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, and now Dabo. Of course, Dabo and I have known each other for a long time, and I've been pulling for Clemson, quite frankly. But, yeah, that'll be great. I know we'll have 3 or 4 big weekends, and you'll have a lot of recruits here. I'm looking forward to seeing a football game over there in Death Valley myself.
All right. Well, glad to have you here in Clemson. Looking forward to getting to know you better. Welcome to the family, and hopefully you'll have a long tenure here at Clemson.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Philip Pearson with our Clemson men's basketball program and the new director for recruiting for Brad Brownells. That's what's going on in the podcast today. Don't forget, for everything Clemson, right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com is where you'll find all the information on all sports. Hope that you will check that out. Until next week, I'm Don Munson. Go Tigers!